because sometimes I don't feel so good, and I do like this.
Oh, he's doing this. Hmm? Like this.
Though. You know, this thing. So if I don't feel so good, I do like this. And go back to the mudra sometimes. I'm doing this.
Roshi, do you still hear from some of your master's disciples, other Zen masters?
Excuse me.
Some of your master's disciples who were studying with you, do you still hear from them?
Yes. My younger, you know, brother in Dhamma was taking care of once in a while after I left this one, came to my temple and helped my boy or a priest who was there always.
There was a fire in your temple?
Excuse me?
I didn't quite understand. You said there was a fire there?
No, no. When, you know, after I left my temple, you know, there must be some qualified, you know, a teacher in my temple.
Oh.
Someone like me must be there. So my brother in Dhamma was formally or officially responsible for my temple. But actually, someone else was always there. But another, my elder brother in Dhamma is now in the temple, which I enter for the first after I finished my school. So and then, as soon as my master passed away, I took over my master's temple. And my elder brother, you know, took over my place. So, still we have three Dhamma, brother in Dhamma. And Van is now, I don't know what he is doing, he is not priest anymore. And I was actually the youngest one. At that time there were four more disciples, and I was the youngest one. And four disciples ran away from my master because he was too strict.
Could you give us some example of his strictness, of what he did that was so strict?
You know, he's very, you know, unique character. And he would sit in the corner of dark room, and when someone enters his room, he stares at him like this. And without stopping eating. Most people scared of him very much. Just to look at him is good enough. Before he says something, he would strike me, strike us. For Tatsuyami Roshi, there's no need to speak English. His hand will speak fluent. And he's pretty humorous, you know, sometimes. Very much humorous. And he was very good friend of us in some way. For instance, when we came back from village after finishing memorial service for our members, his disciples were with him, and we are coming back to my temple. When we came to dark, you know, dark slope, you know, he told us to take off, told us to go ahead, you know. As boys wearing tabi, so maybe better for you to go first. Because I have no tabi, I will follow you, he said. So went back ahead of him. As soon as we arrived at the temple, he told us to sit in front of him. You boys, sit here and listen to me. When I don't wear that, why did you wear that? That was, you know, his question. Why did you wear that? When I don't wear
socks.
Moreover, you know, when I told you, you know, to go ahead, you four boys went ahead of me without noticing that I have no tabi. How about that? You good, you know, you foolish boy. You was very mad at that. You know, at that time, I took very seriously. But I think apparently he was teasing us, you know. He's playing game with us. He was enjoying, you know, our innocence. Sit here. And we poor boys sit. But do you go on, you know? No one could figure out what was wrong with us. When he was not at temple, one chicken died. So we decided to eat taking off all the pizza. But it was very difficult to cut around temple knife. Very difficult. So we ate only one leg. Rest of the chicken we buried. Small, you know, sutra. Unfortunately, next morning, my husband found it, you know, when he was reading. But he didn't care anything, you know. That was the day before Oban festival. And after we, you know, prepared altar for the various souls, we had dinner. Tomorrow is, you know. Oh, that was August 13th, when we have Oban festival. And breakfast time, he told us, "I had a funny, very funny dream last night." One leg fell. Came to me.
One leg hen said to me.
Yeah, one leg. Came to me and said, the altar is too high. So please make it lower. And the hen asked me, "Do you have some good idea?" He asked us. All of us. No words. We couldn't see him either. What he meant by
Oban festival is the festival for all spirits.
The dead spirits.
One day came to the altar, but he couldn't climb up.
The spirit of one dead hen, or
one-legged hen?
One-legged, because we ate. you know. And my master found out, unfortunately. And he didn't say anything at that time. It was the day we had Obon Festival. And after, when we had breakfast, I had a very funny dream last night. we were listening to him. One day came. He said so.
Where did the chickens come from?
This would have been unfortunately, one of them died.
They were at the temple?
Yeah. So, we ate. One leftover. Because it is too difficult to cook it. Cut it. So, we gave up and buried it in the garden.
So what did he say when you were like this, Rishi?
I don't know. I don't remember any of it. We have no words.
Was that all he ever said about it?
Yeah.
Isn't that enough?
That's enough. Do you have some idea to help him? That was what he said. We are not so alert students anyway, disciple him, because we have no words for him.
Is he the one that kept some milkman up on a very high shelf?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Whenever he had something, some special thing, you know, for a guest, he would keep it in high place where we cannot reach, you know. But, you know, we know how to take it, you know. So, almost all the time, we took it down and cut this little bit corner of it, slice by slice, we cut. and then looking at it, when we feel anywhere she will find out. So all of them. That was what we would do. One day, you know, it was too high for us to leave. So our eldest disciple asked me, who is the smallest one, to leave it. And he said, "I will carry you on my shoulder. Then you can leave for that." So, he carried me on his shoulder. And it was still we were not still high enough. So I taught him a little bit more. So he stood on his toe, you know, like that. And he lost balance. He threw me out on the boiling kettle.
Oh, my God.
I got B, you know, band here. Still I have some, you know, mark here. But I couldn't say anything about it. So when meal time came, so I, you know, enduring my pain, I sit in my seat, and I started to eat. But this was pretty terrible injury. Someone told me to use some oil on it. So by oil I hardly, you know, recovered. I have still, you know, some mark here. We did almost all the mischievous things. Almost. But when we do it with all of us, he didn't score us so bad. But one day, we ate some big persimmon, four or five persimmons, which he kept it until it is until they are good enough to eat in dice. And when someone ate it, you know, I don't know who did it, but when he found out someone ate several persimmons already, he asked me who ate it. So I didn't know. So, no, I don't know, I said. And he started to find out who did it. But finally, he found out two of us had eaten. At that time, he was very angry. Not because we ate it, but because they didn't share the persimmon with all of us. He was very angry. I think he was very pretty kind to all of us, I think. Maybe good skill for me.
What time is it?
It's 9:30.
Just
Ha, 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 ha.